Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Really excited to be here with you on this wonderful Tuesday. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Jeff Saturday of ESPN. He played for the Indianapolis Colts. He is going to be on the show coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll get his thoughts on Sunday's game against the Denver Broncos. We'll also look ahead to their game on Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts. We got a lot planned in today's show. Really happy that you guys are here and making us a part of your Tuesday. Before we get into it, I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. And number three, and most importantly, I need you guys to remember that the open of the show each and every day is brought to you by our friends over at The Other Place. So if you're looking for somewhere to watch the Champions Classic later today, grab yourself a bite to eat, get something to drink, and just hang out and have a good time. Well, you know what? You should stop by and go see our friends over at The Other Place. Rob, speaking of the Champions Classic, let's talk about it to kick off the show today. Now, the Champions Classic used to feel like the unofficial official start of the college basketball season. That's when we got a chance to see the top freshmen, the top teams, the top coaches go up against one another. Now, the season starts a little earlier than that, but this is still one of the marquee events in college basketball. Duke is playing Kansas later today. We're talking about two of the best programs in college basketball. Well, we are not going to get a chance to see Darren Peterson compete later today. He is out with an injury. Here is Jeff Goodman of the Field of 68 detailing what's going on.
You know, they thought it was cramps early on in the year, and it actually has been a hamstring issue that they figured out about a week or so ago, and it hasn't gotten all the way better. Now, again, Darren Peterson wants to play. He feels like he can play. He'll want to get out there Tuesday night at Champions Classic. But, you know, if you're Bill Self, you're thinking about, you know, Big 12 play, you know, NCAA tournament, having a chance to go deep in the tournament. You're not as worried about these, you know, he's been doing it a long time. He understands the value of having him at 100% when it matters most. So he's not going to put him out there. And we know how hamstrings and injuries are. I mean, those things, if he goes out there and he's not at 100% and he gets it again, he's going to be out a long time. I mean, those things can keep you out for, you know, a month, month and a half. And then you're playing with it the rest of the year and you're playing cautious. So I think Bill Self understands he's got to protect Darren Peterson right now, because Darren Peterson isn't old enough to be able to protect himself in this situation.
We'll get to the Chiefs here coming up in a bit. First off, I want to say that we were wrong when it came to Darren Peterson. We were calling it load management. I don't believe that is the case. I believe that Darren Peterson has a legitimate injury, and if he's sitting out playing at Madison Square Garden against Duke, this is different than you not playing against Fort Hays State or Green Bay at home. This is a marquee game in front of NBA scouts, and you're going up against one of the other players who is believed to be in the conversation for the number one overall pick. If you could go, you would go play in this game. This is why you chose to go play college basketball. This is why you chose to attend the University of Kansas, to play in games like this. So the load management conversation is out of here, and I'm happy to stand here and tell you guys I was wrong when it came to Darren Peterson and that. This is where I think that Bill Self just has to acknowledge that the world that he lives in is changing. I think the messaging on this was kind of bad from the very, very beginning. Now, maybe they legitimately didn't know. They were calling this cramps early on, and now we have more information, more tests, more studies, and now we see that it's something different, and we're holding them out from the very beginning. I understand that there was a time in college athletics in which you didn't really have to talk about injuries and you didn't have to pull back the curtain. But when the fans are essentially paying the salary for these players, there is just going to be a measure of expectation that is placed on every situation, especially when the price tag is as expensive as it is for Darren Peterson. I don't know the exact number it was to get him there, but if JT Toppin is getting $4 million this year to play basketball at Texas Tech, I'm going to assume that Darren Peterson ain't cheap. And when you're making that amount of money to play 6 months of college basketball, hey, I want to see you on the court. I want to see a return on our investment. And I think in some ways, the way that KU messaged this thing from the very, very beginning just put a cloud around it and created suspicion around Darren Porter that didn't need to be there from the very, very beginning. This is how it should have been handled. That makes a lot of sense to me. Hey, Darren Peterson is 70, 80%. He probably could play in this game, but we don't want to roll the dice that he gets injured in a November basketball game and then misses the ones in January or later, because ultimately that is the goal. Yes, it'd be great to see him on the court. It'd be great to see him play against Notre Dame or Syracuse or UConn or Mizzou coming up, but ultimately this is about our chance in going and winning a Big 12 championship and putting ourselves in the best position that when we get to February and March, we're healthy, ready to go, and playing our best basketball. So Rob, I have no clue when Darren Peterson is going to play at Kansas. We've seen him play once. He certainly lived up to the hype very early on. Your role players, how you worked in the portal, is now going to have to show himself, and I think we're all sitting here kind of waiting to see when Darren Peterson is going to be able to fully play basketball at KU.
I think to your messaging point, you're correct. I think from the jump, they were treating this like a regular injury. Like, I'm just naming a player. Bryson Tiller gets hurt. The way Self played this is fine. I think he, to your point, struggled to adjust to Darren Peterson is different. But I also think some of the speculation and hoopla and all the stuff that surrounded Darren Peterson missing actually just, what, 1.5 real basketball games? Like, I guess 2.5 now. He's missed Princeton, Corpus Christi, and he missed the second half against Green Bay. The hoopla that surrounded him, I think it's just the nature of college sports in 2025. Right, wrong, or indifferent, you don't have to like it, but that's what it looks like now. When a player of his caliber, football, basketball, baseball, it doesn't matter the sport, when a player of his caliber is not playing, people jump to, oh, he's protecting himself for the league. Oh, he's going to the portal. Oh, this, that, and the other. I think you're right. The messaging wasn't great, and I think Self maybe struggled to adjust to what 2025 college sports looks like. But I do think some of the hoopla around what does this mean for Darren Peterson when he's missed 2 going on 3 games, it's just the nature of the speculative world we live in now with college sports, and the fact that if this happened in 2005, no one would be saying, oh, he's definitely icing himself down for the league. That wouldn't have been a conversation. It's just the way college is now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.